in terms of giving me support to work with. And I don't think he's the only person that can be that. I think there are people on the task force that are also have talents that could be very useful. So I just want to express that to you. I'm this is not to criticize, because I completely understand what's being said here, and I don't want anybody to feel be forced into anything they don't want to do. But I feel that it's becoming necessary for me to try and express better that, you know, my intensity in this comes from the need as an employee in this organization to feel there's someone behind me when I'm kind of out there dealing with stuff that we have to deal with. You know, I mean, Pacifica can't just sleep through this. Somebody has to be out there saying we're still here. And so, you know, support and contact makes a tremendous amount of difference to me. It just really does. And I wanted to express that to you, and, you know, with all respect and, you know, appreciation for the tremendous amount of work that you do. And you know, the understanding that, you know, you're on a learning curve as well.
I understand what the affiliates do, but we have other people who we're trying to get to join this group who may not. And when we make a blanket statement about what people aren't doing, what I'm saying is that we can phrase that differently so that people aren't offended, so that they don't feel pressed, and so that they are given an opportunity, because it's not just directors who want to become a part of the affiliates task force. It's open to pretty much, you know, anybody that can come and say, I want to be a part. And
well,
we have
I
to always be considered
that
for that. Considered of that.
I in no way intended to do that. I'm trying to express my situation. That's all.
I understand. What I'm saying is I don't want us to alienate anybody and make people feel like they're being pressured into participating if they're not quite sure where they should go.
Yes, I
because we do
that.
Have new people getting involved, hopefully.
Don White here.
Don,
hello?
Yes, go ahead, Don.
Well, with all due respect, Doc, as you know, I agree with you about 99.9%
of the
time.
That's why I love you.
Yeah, but I must actually point out from my perspective that in this meeting up to this point, I have heard no one guilt-tripping people. I haven't heard anyone putting pressure on people. You're not doing enough. I've just heard people try to express kind of their perspective. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I missed something, but so far, I have not heard the offending comments or the guilt-tripping or the pushing of people to take on things they don't want to. So maybe I missed something, but I just wanted to balance out your comments with my perspective, which is we had a very legitimate question over how can an individual make a contribution, and then we began to talk about how that can be done. Then you said that you're, and I understand completely, I mean, I know your heavy workload outside of Pacifica, so you said you were going to ask for a replacement and so on. But at this point, I think I have not heard the kind of any kind of offending comment or pressure cooker comment. I think so far we've all just been quite respectful of everyone's time and energy. That's just my perspective on this call.
This is Sandra.
Sandra, go ahead.
There's a lot going on here, and as Evelyn and Don have stated, and Ursula especially have stated, that these are pretty trying times, but I'm looking for the most direct way that we can, number one, involve other people so they won't feel intimidated about participating. But I want to show support for Ursula, because I know what it feels like to feel like there's no floor underneath you, and I can certainly sympathize with how you're feeling, and knowing that you're out there battling with people, like you said, that are more well-equipped, and their foundations or their organizations are better organized, and they've got money, and they're ready to just jump on any opportunity that presents itself, whereas Pacifica seems to get drugged down in the process of approving something. And I'm wondering what, if anything, we can do to try to streamline the process for Ursula so that she doesn't have to wait on the PNB to make a decision constantly, that we can give her the authority or give her the resources to go out and know that when she puts her cards on the table, she's got the full backing of the board. I mean, is there some way that we can come to consensus on that we can get enough people on the PMB to say, look, we want to put forth a motion that says Ursula has our full backing, we support her in what she's doing, and she doesn't have to come to us for every little thing. I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing it out there because I really hear her need, and I want to do more to help her, but like everybody else, I'm completely taxed as far as meetings go, and you know, I have a job and a family as well. So as much as I want to be supportive, it's difficult for myself as well as everybody else to continue on meetings and meetings and meetings, where if we could just figure out a way that we could streamline the process to make it easier for her to know that if she goes to do something, that she's got our full support. Just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
This is Rip. What I'd like to say is that what we're doing, what we have in front of us now, will actually help accomplish that. If we were to take the advice we have of creating this affiliate coordinator outreach and have it institutionalized at the board level, in fact, we will be creating a floor, actually.
Right.
And really, at the last board meeting, there was a lot of interest, a broad interest expressed in helping the affiliate task force. And I'm not sure if the low turnout tonight is due to the fact that I'm the chair and that I may have offended some board members, and so they didn't want to call. But and I'm trying to frame this as that this should not be politicized. This is a function of the foundation that needs to be that needs to have some attention, and I hope that's not my fault. But certainly, this is the point we're at to really have an impact on creating a floor and creating something that will outlast our individual tenures. I think certainly mine on the board.
Right.
So I, you know, exactly what you're saying there, Sandra, I think is what we're approaching here. And also, as far as the workload, I would say from my year being here that Ursula does the heavy lifting, and she provides a lot of very well-thought-out scripting for us to look at, and then she really needs feedback, you know, like everyone does. When everyone writes a document, you need someone else to look at it. And so I would put out there that simple review is also assistance in this process, because we are going to have to create some documents, and Ursula's very good at as in the past, in really doing a lot of that work, and then we help kind of, you know, give some feedback for that and then carry that forward, and that's our role as directors, is we're going to be able to move that forward at the board level. So I would just say that now Evelyn's a different, you know, it's in a different situation because of extremely a tasking schedule that she has, use that phrase. But for others on the call, I would say not to be daunted by the challenge of creating something from scratch, as Lonnie would put it, inventing the wheel, because that's scary to think of it that way. But just the documents we have in hand today from Greg, things that Ursula's already worked on in this planning, go a long way to achieving what we're trying to get at. And so I encourage everyone to stick with this, because you're going to see the documents take shape, and it's just that we need additional minds to kind of look at these and offer some anything that we're missing when Ursula's creating these things. So that's my comment. If anyone else has anything to say about anything?
I always have something to say about something.
Well,
I think it's getting very late.
Yes.
And we really need to move on.
Okay, well, I would hope that people consider joining, and they can certainly get a hold of Ursula for that. We do have the Radio for People project, which is something that the entire board's embraced, as well as every member of the public that I know of that's ever heard of this idea. So do we want to deal with this and not postpone it? And if we want to deal with it right now, then Ursula, can we move on to the Radio for People project?
Yeah, but maybe we should check and see whether we want to proceed or not.
Okay.
I'm not sure if where people are at anymore. Like, do we
have
any?
It is kind of late.
Yeah. Let's take stock.
Okay. Well, and I would say that the most important thing, at least I think, it would be to schedule a meeting in 3 weeks, and the individual work groups will need to determine whether they are going to meet sooner. But we need to meet in 3 weeks. Does everyone have a calendar available?
That would be on May the 31st.
That would be the starting point for discussion. I'm trying to draw up my calendar right now.
Today is
Thursday.
The 10th. The 31st is the third week from today.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused. Are you talking about the structure group?
We're talking about the task force to meet to discuss the material Lonnie's going to provide with us and how we integrate that into the plan that we have to present the budget.
Do you need the whole group to meet on that, or do you want him to meet with just the structure group?
It should, Don White here.
Yeah, Don.
You know, this is fundamental to the whole task force, So I would say that we need to analyze and respond and be working as a full task force. I think the structure needs to meet before that in order to maybe bring forward a concrete proposal on structure based on...
This is Chandra also.
Chandra.
My suggestion is we're going to hopefully get the material from Lonnie by the end of the week of the 24th, 25th. And I think that we need to have a little group that's going to put together a budget review group. And
okay.
I'd be willing to do that so that when we come together, I think we should all meet on the 31st. And I'm looking at the Pacifica calendar, and the only thing that's listed there, and Sean, this might affect you, is the WBAI local station board meeting.
Okay.
It's that night.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be at that one.
You know, I just have to weigh in here. On every committee that I sit in on, whenever we try to plan our next meeting, there is always a conflict because somebody else is meeting.
Right.
That says a lot about how much time people are spending. And we need to figure out a way to either streamline our meetings or I'm a proponent of, God forbid, weighing in via email, too. I think that when Lonnie sends his report, that can be distributed through the task force, and we can weigh in via email. Just a thought.
I think that's valid, that trying to get everyone to have an open night is probably impossible, and so those members who can't make that meeting can certainly, I do think we should provide information to the members of the task force via email. But we did kind of have a time limitation on the work, and I would say that this could be the major project of this year, that if we can institutionalize this program, we will follow up on some huge steps we took last year
to
integrate this into the foundation. And so while it seems like there's a lot else going on, certainly at the board level, and I'm sure at the LSB level, that if we can get over this hump of meeting the deadline this year, and you know, there could be a challenge with that. Lonnie kept referring to the 08 budget as though we aren't going to get it done this year, that probably by the time we get this really figured
out. No, it's fiscal. Rip, it's a fiscal year budget.
Oh, okay, so the plan would be then that is in the timeline.
Yeah,
10-107
to 9-30-08 is
okay,
the fiscal year budget.
But, you know, it's a challenge to get this in time, and we have about 60 days, I think, so...
I would like to move that we meet on the 31st.
I just want to say Dina will not be there. I have a prior commitment.
Okay, but Dina, you will be getting the material that Lonnie gives us, and you have the other materials. And
right.
So you'll be able to digest that. And then
could we maybe meet on the 30th then?
I don't know what other conflicts there are there. For
there's
folks,
nothing on the Pacifica calendar for the 30th.
Okay.
The 30th is a Wednesday.
That doesn't mean that other people don't have other commitments.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Before I put my foot in it, I probably have to be at a board meeting that night. No. Our board meeting's on the 23rd. So the 30th.
The MSRC meeting is on the 30th. Their executive session.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you have it.
Well, if we stay on the 31st, I don't think that this is the end of the road. That meeting on the 31st, I think it's really going to be just a very important discussion on the kind of package that we're going to come up with, and that we would have a meeting after that. I suppose in terms of the procedure, I just don't have that in front of me here to speak very well to what our next step would be after that 31st, and so I apologize that I can't speak to that. But that we should go ahead and schedule this for the 31st. Is there support for that or objection to that? 31st.
I'll second my motion then.
and who else is that trying to speak?
Am I on mute, or can you hear me?
Don, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Well, no, I can. Yeah, I would endorse the 31st.
Thank you.
Okay. Ursula, is the 31st good for you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Why don't we just do that? We'll need to assess where we're at. We'll meet as the large group, only because we need to produce something in the timeline to provide to the finance. And so with that said, then we'll go ahead and convene that meeting at 5:30.
Perfect.
31st.
Okay.
Okay, so we have that much
8:30 done. Eastern Standard on 31st.
Yes, 8:30, I'm sorry.
And does anybody want to get together with me to review the budget proposal ahead of time so we can come up with some recommendations for the group on the 31st, besides Ursula, of course, because I'm volunteering you, Ursula. I know you'll need to review the stuff.
Sure. This is Sandra. I will be happy to try to meet with y'all.
Okay.
So why don't we just keep in contact then?
Okay.
Once we get the what I'd be willing to do is once we get the budget. To put out an email to the task force.
Okay.
Then saying, I'm ready to meet on this. Who wants to meet with me? And then anybody can chime in at that time.
Okay.
Or pass along comments. Mm-hmm. And one thing that would be helpful for that is I don't have a list of the affiliates task force and emails. So maybe that could be forwarded to all the task
the
force.
The email addresses?
I don't have a list of the members as well as the email addresses.
That was all forwarded like a month or so ago.
This is Teresa. I'd like to address that. I can send out an email now to everyone. At our last meeting in April, on which only four people were on the call, Serene Roberts came on the call and said that it was presented to the New York, the WBAI LSB that anyone could join, and I mean could join the local the affiliate task force. I said it's great, but officially the secretary of the local station board needs to notify the committee of who's on and who's not, so we know who to notify of meetings. We have four people in Houston, and with Berta and Sean and Ray, Serene would have four. Most committees only have three, but, with the task force, you can have four. But we might not have notified Serene, for example, of this meeting because of that uncertainty there. So my
see, I lost my point here.
Well, that you need to be notified of people who want to be included.
Yes. So I do have what I think is a list. I think we have 19 people, including Ursula, on this task force.
Wow.
So I can send out an email now, and then you'll have everybody's email if you can figure out who the people are. Or I'll just send an email and put all the names of the people on, and I think you can figure it out then, right?
Well, I'll try to be an interpreter.
Chandra, I'll send you the spreadsheet again, too.
Thank you, Ursula.
Oh, it's all there. It really
appreciate
is.
That. Okay.
Okay, at our next meeting, I don't know, at the special meeting, I think we should deal with the budget. And at our next regular meeting, which is on the PNB calendar, we will continue with the Radio for People Project report.
When is that next meeting?
That next meeting is the
14th, I believe, of June.
Yeah. Okay.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
So just to confirm, we have a meeting on the 31st at 5:30, and then we're going to have our regular meeting will be the 14th at 5:30.
Right.
Okay.
This is Ursula. There's one thing I wanted to respond to. Don had asked earlier in the meeting what exactly the outreach group did, and I just wanted to answer real briefly that the two main functions I see this year that
I'm
going to
say goodnight, everybody.
Was,
okay, goodnight, Chandra.
Goodnight, Chandra.
Teresa and Deb, who are on the committee, have both expressed an interest in being involved with the Radio for People campaign. So that's a really major outreach project. The other area, you know, that I see is that we really still don't have any real definitions of what affiliates are, and it's kind of a problem. And so that would be the other area of work I would see this year that would be very helpful, was just to start to define what an affiliate is, and to, you know, come up with models of what's considered acceptable in terms of new types of affiliates, because there's all sorts of people calling me wanting to have all sorts of relationships with Pacifica that half the time I'm not sure, you know, would be acceptable or not to the board or to the foundation in general. So there's some confusion there.
The way this was described in March when we typed up the minutes, it's labeled outreach strategy and PR message. Is what this committee does.
The reason I asked was simply for the new people who, you know, people who might not have been at that meeting. And it also helped me understand a little better.
Yeah, thank you.
Is anyone on that, the people on the outreach group, there's only a few, are they busy on Memorial Day evening? Is that off the table as a time to get together for this discussion? That would be the 28th. It's a Monday.
What's your question?
Whether folks can meet who for the outreach group to do the to work on the definitions.
But what's the date again?
May 28th, a Monday.
That is Memorial Day.
Well, that's what I was asking, if people are tied to that and can't meet, or
Riff?
Yes.
You know, this is Ursula. I hear the stress in terms of time. I think that's something I would be willing to at least initiate with the people in the outreach. I mean, yeah, to through email, so
okay.
that we could
yeah.
maybe work on it that way without
okay.
as long as you know people responded to the emails.
Right. Okay.
That we could do it that way, so that we don't impose another meeting.
Okay.
On everybody.
Okay. Good.
How does that sound?
Yep, sounds good to me.
Okay.
So how do we, is there any other things that we need to talk about before we wrap up?
Wait a minute. What did we just agree to with Ursula? Pardon me.
She's going to email us about meeting with the outreach group for the definitions.
Okay.
Some of the idea about definitions, we could just do on the fly through emails for a while and not, you know, maybe have a meeting somewhere down the road, but maybe do some of it, you know, through email instead.
Okay.
I would like to. Are we on new business?
Mm-hmm.
This is Reed. Before we move on, I'd like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Who is this?
I've been on. This is Serene Roberts.
Hi, Serene.
I've been on the national board since, I don't know, when we start this, 03, 04. And it has never come up in any committee where someone, any committee that I've either been a part of or any calls that I've listened, where someone joins the call and is then grilled about why they're on the call. And I find it particularly interesting since so much of the discussion was about needing people to work. I wanted to actually say three things or four things. One is that nowhere in the bylaws does it demand that someone be a party of anyone who's a member of a committee do work on a subcommittee or a working group. That is not part of the requirements of the bylaws, and that has never been expressed, I think, with the sort of repetitive intensity that I heard tonight that other people apparently didn't hear. That's one. So, you know, just in terms of how we want to proceed, it's supposed to be there. The reason we have these committees with members from across the country from the various stations is because we want to make sure that there's a broad understanding and a broad agreement where possible of the issues that we're going to be dealing with and that the boards are going to be dealing with. That's the purpose of the committee, to engage in that discussion. So I find that a little troubling that, you know, on one hand, we're saying we want people to be involved, but then we want to tell them exactly what they have to do if they want to be involved to satisfy us. And in my particular case, I think I was one of four people. This is a task force of, I think, about, I don't know, maybe 20 people or so. I was one of four people who came onto the call, and Teresa Allen asked me within the space of 15 minutes or so that I was on the line three times why I was on the call.
Was that tonight, you mean?
No. This was the call in April. And as I told her, you know, and she continued to say, well, you know, I just have to ask. It felt unwelcoming, okay? And I essentially heard the same, and I emailed her about it, you know, after the call, and her response was, well, I told you not to be offended. You know, I don't know. I guess maybe some of it is a, you know, people operate differently. But if someone asks you a question and you answer it once, I think it's rude to continue asking the same question. And I certainly think that if the person, you know, raises this with you after, you know, the sort of dismissive, well, get over it, I said not to be offended, clearly I was offended. And I don't think you accidentally offend someone using that pattern of behavior. But even tonight, there's a discussion of her not she's the secretary of the committee. She knows, because I spoke to her last month, I was on with Chandra and Dina and Teresa. She knows that I expressed my interest in doing the work. I explained that my board had asked for volunteers, and that is the process we used. She said, well, in Houston, we used da-da-da-da-da. And I said, well, that's great, but in New York, this is what we used. In the month that has passed, I only know about this meeting because I checked the KPFTX calendar. She was able to respond with a note that says, well, I said don't be offended, but she wasn't able to respond with a notice for the meeting or add me to the listserv. So I actually have no clue of what kind of work this task force has been doing other than what I hear on streamed calls. And I have an email track going back to 2004 of contact with Ursula Rudenberg about affiliates' work. So, you know, the attitude that says, prove why you want to be on the committee and prove that you should be on the committee and that you should be on this call is really kind of unacceptable, and especially when juxtaposed with the earlier conversation about what people are not stepping out to do, it may be something that you guys want to rethink.
Don White here.
there we go. Okay, thank you, Serene. What I would like to say as well about the tenor of our meetings is that I'd like them to be similar to any other groups that get together who have new people show up, where the new people are guests. They are there to find out what goes on, and that. But it is usual that we would say, what brings you to this meeting? And at the radio station, people say simple things as, well, I'm kind of interested in radio, and I thought I'd show up to find out what it's like. And in our group, that's a if that's it, that's a satisfactory answer because they're there to find out. And then after that, they can either get involved or not come back or whatever. The part about I wasn't on that call, Serene, so I didn't realize that you had made a request to be on it, and I don't know. You know, earlier in this call, we talked about what would be the process for getting people's emails onto this list so that we can notify them. And I guess if I'd been aware that you'd been on the call and said that you were, you know, wanted to be notified, that I would have included you in the email. And now that I know that, I will. So that part of it, as far as the notification goes, I think, well, first of all, I don't know what happened because I wasn't on the call that last month, but the tenor of the meeting for new people, I think, is that you have a range of people on these groups. Some people have been there before, and some people have been there a little bit, and other people are new, and we need to accommodate everyone. That's what I would say. If other folks have some comments, this is the time.
I'd like to comment after Don.
Don, go ahead. Was Don on the stack?
I heard him say, "This is Don," so I figured he wanted to say something.
Okay, well, go ahead, Teresa. Don will be back. If he is.
Okay. Well,
I think I was muted.
Oh, there you go, Don. Okay.
Oh, well, you know, I somehow feel like I was on a different call when it comes to the disrespect that we're being accused of directing to people. I thought this call tonight was very civil. I thought the respect we showed to each other, and I'm wondering if the member is misinterpreting a discussion over how people feel they have to limit their participation. Dr. Bethune made it clear that she's just overwhelmed with both Pacifica and other work. But I don't remember in this call this atmosphere, Serene, that you're describing of people being in a sense, kind of hassled or intimidated or pressured and so on. Maybe I'm just wasn't paying attention. Now, I think other concerns you have are absolutely legitimate, but just as balancing, I'm going to say that I think this was quite a civil call. People were quite courteous to each other, and we were really looking at issues of time limitations, people being overwhelmed and not being able to do as much as they would like, but I don't remember people criticizing them for that position.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
All I can say is I was somewhat disconcerted at the last meeting because we had agreed in March of when we were going to meet. As of March, I still didn't have a list of all who was on the affiliates task force. In fact, that's why I started this meeting saying I don't want to do the roll call because I still don't have that list. And now I have a list. The secretary of the national board has not sent me a list of everybody that's on the committees, which is. And I've emailed this person asking for that information, who is officially on the committees, okay? And I tried to tell you, Serene, no offense, but I just hadn't been notified by New York City. And when I asked, perhaps inappropriately, well, who are the other people, you said, well, I think it's so-and-so, and I think it's so-and-so. I thought maybe Vajra would have continued. I thought probably Sean was still on, but I wasn't sure. So I did not mean any offense, but I did not want to automatically start sending someone notification and find out that they're not on, because I like I inappropriately assumed for some reason that Deb Shapta was on Archives Committee when she was not, for example. And I just asked in my email, I thought, that you not take it personally. I did not mean it personally. And that was somewhat of a disconcerting meeting because the chair was not on there. And I thought,
since then, I thought we had agreed that Rip and I would meet, would talk to each other a week before the meeting and have an understanding about the agenda. But I got the agenda, but we didn't have the conversation. So actually, he was the one that sent out the notification of the meeting and not me. So sorry,
Teresa,
for
furthering
the problem. And the reason I suggested that we needed to put new business on this is because I wanted to tell the committee that I've been asked by Elections Committee to provide a report on the history of how directors come to this committee, and I would like to work with Rip on this.
Okay.
I'm sorry, by the Elections Committee?
The Elections Committee asked me to give a report, and let me see here how it was worded. Elections Committee said, ask for a report on the current process of how we get nominations to the position of affiliate directors and a historical review of that process.
Rip?
Yes.
This is Sandra. I don't mean to interrupt here, folks, but it is getting late, and I'm hearing a lot of things here. But what I really want to say is that I don't think that anybody has intentionally set out to offend anyone, and that we all need to. The best way I can put it is that we all need to not take things personally, but look at the reason why we're on a conference call at this time of the night on this day of the week and why we do it repeatedly. Well, we do it because we care. And the affiliates is a very important part of the Pacifica Foundation. And in my opinion, all comers are welcome. And I think that between you, Rip, as our chair, and you, Teresa, as our secretary, if you get a minute to get together and put a list together that you will, in the future, notify everybody about each meeting, and there's no question as to why anybody's on. We're all on because we care and we want to be a part and we want to participate and we want to do what we can to help. And if I offend anybody, I'll apologize right now. I'm sorry if I offend anyone. But I learned a long time ago that we don't take things personally, that we look at the greater picture, and the greater picture is what's best for Pacifica, and in this instance, what's best for the affiliate part of Pacifica. So having said that, I've said too much, and I love and respect everybody here.
This is Ursula.
Ursula, go ahead.
I want to echo what you just said, and thank you so much for saying it. And I'm going to need to leave pretty soon. I'm falling asleep here. I do want to thank you, Evelyn, for showing up tonight and letting us know and participating tonight. I really wanted to thank you for that and really wish you well.
Thank you, Evelyn. Serene, did you want to be on either of the work groups?
I'd like to be added to the listserv so that I can be brought current on the work of the committee, and then I'll make a decision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rip, can
Teresa,
you do that?
Teresa, do you have the email address for Serene?
Yes. I'll send it
okay.
to you if you'll
yeah.
do that, because as I said when I took
mm-hmm.
the secretary's position, I do not have anything to do with the listserv.
The listserv. Well, it's just an email list, yeah. But I would like to add her address to the email list, and that would be great, Teresa. And as far as this report to the Elections Committee, can I call you out of this meeting, and we'll...
That would be great.
Put that. I don't know if it needs to be on the agenda for the task force, or does it?
No, I don't think so. I think
okay.
it's all... In our,
yeah.
it's on Pacifica Network that those kinds of details. But I did want to talk to you about it before I submit it.
Right, and
I
recall now that you
Ursula.
Brought it to my attention at the a while back, and I've thought about it, and I'm prepared to write that. So,
Rick.
Yes.
This is Serene. I'm on the Elections Committee. In fact, I think I might have been the person who. who made that motion.
Okay.
And I think we'd specifically requested that Ursula also be involved in the preparation of the report.
Sure. In fact, I've already talked to Ursula.
Pardon me, the committee, in fact, the chair of the elections committee specifically said that it was not our position to order staff to do anything, and that I could consult, I would certainly be authorized to consult her, but it was not our position to order Ursula to prepare that report.
I understand that. I used the word asked.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm at, is that I am consulting with Ursula on it, but
good.
That I will author the report.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
That's absolutely fine.
Good. Okay. Okay, well, are there any other comments or new business? And if not, then we have a next regular meeting on June 14th, and I want to thank everybody for the hours that they've spent tonight on this call. Thank you very
you
much.
Did a good job chairing. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks,
well, thanks
Rip.
Thanks, Don. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody
okay,
else. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Yeah, and
good
thanks,
night.
Ursula, and we'll all talk again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Good
night.
Night.